I am indeed the ascended Jesus Christ. I come to you on this day with a mixture of joy and a mixture of sorrow. This is not the human sorrow that you know, but I desire you to realize that even an ascended being can feel something comparable to sorrow by watching the people on earth suffer needlessly because they have not understood the message that could have set them free from all suffering. That message is the very message written into every aspect of my life. I feel a sense of sorrow on every Christmas season because I see that even though people come together in a spirit of giving, they come together only to celebrate my birth, my entry into this world. Yet was it really my entry into this world that was the most important part of my life? Nay, it is not so. And especially not when people celebrate my birth with elaborate rituals and beliefs that make me seem even further away from them, as if I am so far above them because I was born under such miraculous circumstances. My beloved, when you hear the stories that I was born of a virgin, that a star, a physical star, appeared over my birthplace, and that three wise men from the Orient came to greet my entry into this world, surely you will feel that you are not important compared to me. Yet, my beloved hearts, do you really think that that is how I want you to feel? Nay, I, Jesus, have no other desire than for you to feel and accept the absolute fact that God loves you with the same infinite, unconditional love with which He loves me. My beloved hearts, so many people around the world look at my life and they see me as being above them. Yet did I not declare my oneness with all life on many occasions? And truly, I came as the selfless servant of life, who has no desire to be elevated above others, but only desires to elevate all life. Is that not why I prayed to my Father, saying that I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me? Do you see, my beloved, that I was not praying for God to elevate me above other people? I was praying because I realized that I had the Christ potential and a potential to become the way shower for the age of Pisces. And thus, I desire to fulfill that potential, not for selfish reasons, not to have people look up to me, but so that I might serve as the instrument for raising all life, raising all people into the love and the joy that truly is the kingdom of God, so that they could understand that it is the Father's good pleasure to give them the kingdom. Oh, can you not see that it is not my desire that so many people should look at my life and say, oh, well, Jesus was so special, is it any wonder that God gave him the kingdom and invited him into his kingdom? But I am just a miserable sinner here on earth, and surely I cannot enter. My beloved, this is a burden to my heart, And if you love me, and if you would help me lighten that burden, then you will overcome that belief in your own being. You will banish it from your being and replace it with a reality of the oneness of all life. And then you will go out and share that realization and that experience of the unconditional love of God with all whom you meet. For truly, only when you share with others, when you seek to raise up others, will your own growth and your own joy be full. My beloved hearts, every aspect of my life was a teaching designed to help people overcome the consciousness of separation from God and help them come closer to oneness with God. Yet, so few of those who call themselves Christians have understood this one teaching. If you imagine that my entire life was a book, it is as if they are holding the book in their hands. But instead of reading the contents of the book, they look only at the cover, at my entry into this world. And then they turn the book over and look at the back cover, my exit from this world. It is as if they think that my birth and my crucifixion were the only two important aspects of my life. Can you see that it is a certain disappointment to me that people will not open the book of my life and read the message? Surely many have read the Gospels that describe my life. But I tell you that the true message of my life cannot be understood by reading the outer scriptures with the outer mind. You must read beyond the words. You must read between the lines. And you must understand that even though I came as a teacher, I taught in a very special way. I did not teach primarily by giving an outer teaching, although I did give outer teachings and parables. My beloved hearts, I came in the tradition of all true spiritual teachers who have come to this planet. And we have all come to teach one message. The problem on earth is that people have separated themselves from oneness with God. And the way to salvation, the way to enlightenment, the way to a higher state of consciousness, or whatever you want to call it, the way home is the way of overcoming separation and coming into oneness with God. This is the essence of the message taught by all true spiritual teachers throughout the ages. Yet, my beloved, this message cannot be taught only through words. It can be taught fully only through example. That is why my life shows the progression of a person who started out just like you. We may discuss that I was born with a certain spiritual attainment that perhaps gave me a head start. But you must see beyond the lie that I was born as a fundamentally different being than yourselves. This is a most insidious lie designed by the forces of Antichrist to destroy my example, to destroy my teaching. It has been reinforced by the mainstream Christian churches for 2,000 years now. And as I said earlier this year, I truly am come to bring forth the judgment of the consciousness that elevates me to being above all other human beings. And that judgment will come into full manifestation on New Year's Eve. Yet, my beloved, I desire to give you a teaching that you can contemplate, so you begin to realize that I was not different from you in the sense that I did not have to walk a gradual path in order to attain my Christhood. I did indeed walk a gradual path, and a careful reading of the scriptures and a little bit of reading between the lines will demonstrate that I was not born perfect, that I was not born in the fullness of my Christhood, but that I went through many initiations in order to manifest my Christhood. This is as it has been for many of you, for many students on the spiritual path, whether they have been in this teaching or that organization, whether it has been sponsored by the Ascended Masters or some other teaching that has helped them grow. There are even many people on earth who are not belonging to any spiritual or religious organization or teaching, but who are nevertheless walking the path of individual Christhood, leading them back to a sense of oneness with all life, a sense of oneness with God. So I come to give you a discourse this day for those of you who have been consciously walking the spiritual path for many years, whether it be in this or that teaching or organization. What I am talking about is those who have realized that there is a spiritual side to life and that it is possible for them to raise their consciousness. I see millions of people who have discovered the path in one form or another and who have diligently followed that path, some for several decades. They have put great effort into it. They have studied the path. They have been willing to inconvenience themselves and give rituals of various kinds. Yet, I also see that many of them had reached a plateau, have reached a certain point from where they find it difficult to progress. I even see some who have started a downward spiral without even realizing what is happening to them. My beloved hearts, when you follow the spiritual path, you will come to an essential turning point. And let me explain the two phases of the ideal growth for a spiritual seeker. When you first discover the path, it is natural that you are motivated by a somewhat self-centered drive to raise your own consciousness, to improve your own outer situation, to find the truth, to find the highest spiritual teaching you can find, and to solve various problems, from overcoming disease or addictions to finding the ideal partner. These are natural desires, yet they are not the motivation that can get you to the very top of the spiritual path, because they are geared towards raising up yourself as an individual being that you see as being separated from all life. So, my beloved, for some time, and for some people this might be years or even decades, and for some it will be only months, it is acceptable to walk the spiritual path based on this self-centered motivation. But there will come the essential cutoff point where if you continue to walk the path based on a self-centered motivation, you will no longer be walking the true spiritual path that leads you closer to God. You will actually be taking what the Bible calls the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You will be taking what we might call the left-handed path, the path of the black magicians and those who embody the consciousness of Antichrist. For what is the consciousness of Antichrist? It is a consciousness that sees the individual being as separated from God and thereby separated from all life. And suddenly, the individual being begins to think that it can elevate itself above other aspects of life, that it can elevate itself to make itself look more important, more spiritual, more powerful, more wise, even more loving than other parts of life. But this is not done in order to raise up all life, but in order to raise up only that individual. Do you see, my beloved, the essential teaching I am giving you here? There is a point where it is necessary and acceptable that you seek to raise up your individual being, because you must do what is necessary to heal your psychological wounds, to pull yourself away from the mass consciousness and any downward pull created by you in past lifetimes. This can be a task that requires all of your concentration, and therefore it is natural that you are focused on yourself and raising up your individual being and your individual consciousness. But my beloved, if you continue seeking to raise up only yourself, it is inevitable that you will switch from the true path to the false path. And I must tell you in all honesty that there are many people in the world who call themselves true spiritual seekers, true Christians, true Buddhists, true Muslims, true Hindus, or even true students of the Ascended Masters. Yet, they are still following the path based on a desire to raise up their individual beings. And they have not even begun to understand the need to broaden their sense of identity so they see themselves as one with all life. Therefore, my beloved, when you look at any spiritual organization on this planet, including the organizations that have been directly sponsored by the Ascended Masters over the last century, you can see those who have been in that organization sometimes for decades, who have faithfully done all of the outer requirements stated by that organization. Yet, they have done it for one reason only: to raise up themselves in comparison to other people so that they can create and maintain and reinforce the illusion that they are more advanced, more spiritual, more wise, more loving, more giving than other people in that organization or other people in the world. Some of these people may actually appear to be humble because they have learned to play the game. Some of them, in fact, all of them believe that they are humble, that they are spiritual, that they are loving. Yet, my beloved, they are the lawyers that I denounced 2,000 years ago. You might recall that I talked about the key of knowledge, and that the lawyers had not been willing to enter in and that they were seeking to stop others from entering in. Well, my beloved, the key of knowledge is the realization that the true goal of the spiritual path and the only key to salvation is to come into oneness with God and oneness with all life. Oneness with God as the God above, and oneness with all life as the God in manifestation here below. The lawyers have not understood or been willing to recognize the key of knowledge. So they have not been willing to enter into oneness, and therefore they are using their spiritual teaching to raise up themselves in comparison to others. And in so doing, they are in subtle and often unrecognized ways seeking to prevent other people from entering into oneness because they do not want other people to exceed their own level of spiritual growth. For if that were to happen, then they could no longer maintain their illusion that they were more spiritual, more advanced than others. So you see, my beloved, when you walk the spiritual path from a self-centered perspective, there will come a point where you cannot grow further. Your growth will come to a halt. Most people do not recognize this with their outer minds, but at deeper levels of their being, they know they are stuck, they are not growing. Yet they do not realize that the reason why they are not growing is that they have not let go of the illusion of separateness, of trying to raise themselves up above others. So because they are not willing to let go of this illusion, they are attached to the feeling that they are more advanced than others. So you see, my beloved, the mechanism that comes into play here. When the person subconsciously knows that it cannot grow beyond its present level, and when that person is attached to feeling better than others, then the only way to maintain the illusion of being better than others is to prevent others from growing. Because if they were to continue on the true path of growth, they would quickly exceed the lawyers who have stopped their own growth. Do you see, my beloved, this mechanism? You need to learn to recognize this mechanism. It is good if you can see it in others, because truly there are some who have taken this to the extreme, and you will see them in every spiritual organization where they go around with an aura of superiority, even if it be subtle. So it is good if you can recognize it in those who are so extreme that it is obvious. But I tell you, you must also learn to recognize it in yourself, because this very tendency that I am talking about is the essence of the ego. And the ego of every human being is caught in this trap of not wanting to grow, not wanting to elevate all life, and therefore wanting to hold back others. And my beloved, when you seek to hold back others, you truly hold back yourself as well. It is inevitable. As I have stated before through this messenger, the real message behind my saying to do unto others as you would have them do unto you is that whatever you do to others, you are inevitably doing to yourself at a deeper level of your being. So if you seek to hold back others from growing and coming into oneness with God, it is because you have allowed your ego to stop your own growth at a certain level. My beloved, it is most important that you uncover the subtle ways in which the ego is trying to stop your growth or trying to stop the growth of others. For if you do not, you will become stuck on the left-handed path. So what is the key to overcome this problem? Well, it is to realize that if you want to grow beyond a certain point, you must raise your motivation for following the path. You must learn to recognize that your ego is self-centered and that your ego is very good at using a spiritual teaching in order to make it seem like it is such an advanced student. You must learn to unmask this in yourself. And then, instead of feeling guilty, instead of coming down on yourself, you simply realize, oh, but this is just the ego playing its games, and I am more than that ego. And I want to come up higher. I want to really take my spiritual growth to the higher level that Jesus demonstrated. And in order to take your growth to that higher level, you must enter into the sense of oneness with all life here below and realize that you need to use what you have internalized in order to help others. Only when you give out what you have received in the time you have followed the spiritual path will you take your growth to the next level. Because it is only then that you multiply your talents. Do you see, my beloved, that my parable about the talents is so fruitful and vast and has so many meanings and interpretations? And one of them is that when you are following the spiritual path based on a self-centered motivation, seeking to raise up yourself only, there will come a point where your growth stops and you have now buried your talents in the ground. And so only when you raise yourself above that point will you multiply your talents. And only then can God multiply your own light, your own growth, and take you to that higher level. This is the most essential teaching that you could possibly internalize about the spiritual path. My beloved hearts, I see so many people who find the teachings I have given through the messengers that we have set before you. They find the websites. They find a book. They start reading here and there. And the people I am talking about whose growth has come to a halt, almost all of them have the same reaction. Oh, but I already know all of this. And I have found even more advanced teachings that give me far more advanced intellectual understanding of the path and the spiritual reality. This is too simple for me. And so they move on. Yet I must tell you that the teaching I have just given you here and the teaching that we have given through these messengers is the most profound teaching released on this planet in recorded history, because no other teaching has exposed the very core of the spiritual path with such directness and such simplicity. And what is the effect of the simplicity? Ah, my beloved, simplicity is not nearly as simple as you might think. For truly, that which appears simple only to the ego, to the intellect, to the outer mind. And it appears simple because the ego and the intellect cannot do what they always seek to do, which is to interpret a teaching in such a way that it makes them seem so advanced because they can understand this teaching. Do you see, my beloved, that there is a danger For those who have followed the spiritual path for a long time, but have not truly entered into the inner path of oneness, they seek, inevitably, a higher and higher teaching, just as an addict seeks a greater and greater fix. And they think that in order to find a higher teaching, it has to be something that is difficult to understand, because the ego and the intellect reasons that the more difficult it is to understand, the more advanced it must be. And so they become almost addicted to seeking spiritual teachings, and they overlook the very pearls that are so simple that the ego cannot manipulate and misinterpret it, because there is no room for misinterpretation if you are willing to look at the teaching and truly listen to what it says. My beloved hearts, be not as the lawyers. And if you have been caught in the pattern of being a lawyer, then be willing to look in the mirror and say, this is not why I have striven for these many years. I have not put forth so much effort on the spiritual path in order to end up as the lawyers who rejected the living Christ. I must change my motivation. I must raise my motivation. I must come up higher. I must look beyond the ego itself, the self-centeredness, for I will have no part of it anymore. I am disgusted with that selfishness, that self-centeredness. I am disgusted with the ego's incessant attempts to elevate itself above others. I want to find the true path that Jesus and the Buddha and all other teachers have demonstrated. I want to look at Mother Teresa, who lived an entire life of selflessness. I want to look at Jesus, Mahatma Gandhi, the Buddha, and other great examples of people who lived a life of selfless service. This is what I want. And I am willing to be reborn and to rethink every aspect of my approach to the spiritual path in order to really come up to that level of selflessness and service to all life. My beloved hearts, the true spiritual teachers of this planet have always taught the path of oneness, and an essential aspect of this path is selflessness, where you realize that you are one with all life, and therefore the only way to truly raise yourself is to raise all of life, for only then will you have fully grown. My beloved hearts, this is the essential path, selfless service. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. That is how you must feel. And you must then look around you and say, how can I help raise up other parts of life? And it might give you some humility to take a look at the many people in the world who are seeking to solve concrete physical problems, be it starvation, poverty, child abuse, disease, or any other things. I must tell you, my beloved, that there are many people in the world who are working selflessly to improve the conditions of humankind. And even though they are not following an outer spiritual teaching or belonging to a particular religion, they have internalized the path of selfless service, and they are demonstrating it in their lives. So when you recognize this, you might be humble and ask yourself, I have followed the spiritual path for some time now. What have I done to elevate the rest of life? And I am not hereby saying that you need to go out and battle these concrete physical problems, for there are other people whose mission and karma it is to solve these problems. But what I suggest you do is that you say, how can I use my experience on the spiritual path? How can I use the teachings I have internalized and the love I have garnered to inspire other people to awaken to the spiritual path, to the spiritual side of life. I am not hereby talking about getting people to join a specific church, religion, or organization. I am talking in the most broadest sense of helping people discover the universal path that transcends outer teachings and organizations. What can God do through you to elevate other people and help them grow spiritually? That is the question to ponder. And then you need to look at your approach to the spiritual path and change it so that you do not seek to elevate the individual self, but seek to elevate all. My beloved, if you look at spiritual organizations, you will see that there are many people who have put forth a great effort. They have taken up leadership positions in those organizations. And many of them have been responsible for putting forth the effort that has helped those organizations grow to where they are today. Yet, too many of these leaders have become stuck in the consciousness that I am talking about here, of seeking to elevate themselves and their organization, building the subtle sense of superiority that they belong to the most important spiritual organization on the planet, because their organization has the highest teachings on the planet, or is sponsored by the Ascended Masters, or whatever outer characteristic they use to build this sense of superiority that truly can spring only from the ego. And so you see those who have taken up leadership positions and consider themselves worthy to hold a leadership position in a spiritual organization. Yet I must tell you frankly that nobody who has not stepped onto the path of selfless service is worthy to hold any position of authority or leadership in any spiritual organization whatsoever. That is why I said to my disciples, "He who would be greatest among you, let him be the servant of all." But you see, my beloved, what I am asking you to do today is to realize that what I said to my disciples 2,000 years ago was a reflection of humankind's consciousness at the time. It is now 2,000 years later. We are now on the brink of entering the Aquarian Age. And if you want to be, a true spiritual seeker in the Aquarian Age, you need to raise your consciousness beyond what it was in the past. And you need to raise your consciousness beyond the entire level of consciousness that compares itself to others. Do you see, my beloved, that my disciples, even though they had followed me for 3 years and had the opportunity to internalize my teachings through my example, by being in my presence, they had not truly internalized my message. They were fighting amongst themselves about who would be the leader among them when I passed from the screen of life. Can you see that in so doing they were stuck in a duality consciousness, or comparing, or thinking that one person is more important than others, that one position in a spiritual movement is more important than others, and that thus by attaining this position, you have elevated yourself above others, and now your ego can feel safe that it must be saved when you hold such a high position. Can you see that this is simply the consciousness of duality? And therefore I tell you that in the organizations we are now sponsoring, the Shangri-La and the Guardians of the Mother Light, this state of consciousness will not be tolerated. We will, as long as we have messengers who are able to receive our word in a pure form, we will mercilessly expose those who come to our organizations with this state of consciousness. They will not be allowed to enter and attain leadership positions. The requirement is clear. You must be committed to overcome the ego. You must be committed to walking the path of selfless service. For truly, as Archangel Michael has said, it is not the outer results you achieve that are the most important to us. What is most important to us is the sense of inner oneness with each other, with the ascended host, and with God within you. This is what matters to us, because we desire to create a spiritual movement that will demonstrate the path of selfless service as it has not been demonstrated for the past 2,000 years and beyond. This is our commitment from above, and we are looking for those who will make that same commitment here below. Let me state something very, very clearly. In past organizations, too many students have become trapped in thinking that because the organization was sponsored by the Ascended Host, it had to be the most important organization on the planet. It was the essential organization for saving the world and bringing in the golden age of Aquarius. And therefore, the organization itself became a goal instead of a means to an end. Suddenly people started thinking that the most important thing was to make the organization grow and to get the teachings out. No matter how they did so, people began thinking that they did not have to internalize the teachings, but that it was more important to focus on outer achievements, giving so and so many decrees, putting on so and so many lectures, selling so and so many books. My beloved hearts, this is not important to our new movement. It is not the outer results we look for. We do not care how many members you attract, how many books you sell, how many people you reach, how many people you convert, how many much money you have, how much property you can buy. We do not care about these outer things, for we would rather have a few people who would come into total oneness with each other and total oneness with the Ascended Host. For I will tell you that if even a small number of you in embodiment would come into that oneness, then through your oneness we could save the world. I will not tell you how big that number is, but I will tell you that compared to the size of many spiritual and religious organizations in the world today, it is a very small number. In a sense, we might say that the number is one. For if we have a number of people who have come into oneness, then we have the oneness of God in manifestation on earth, and the oneness of God is always a majority, is always the decisive force that can solve any problem. For as I said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With the consciousness of separation, where people seek to elevate themselves rather than elevating all life, it is impossible to solve the many problems you see in the world. But when people come into the consciousness of oneness, the power of God through them can solve all of the problems you see in the world. Thus, this is what we desire to see for you. We applaud you, those of you who have already demonstrated that you are willing to come into oneness and use this teaching as a tool to expand your oneness. We see you not only here in Bogota, Colombia, where you have come together in a group, but we see you around the world, many of you sitting individually, but you come together in other ways through the means of communication here below, or you come together in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual sense, through a sense of oneness that transcends all physical means of communication. We applaud those of you who have started walking that path of oneness. And I hope that my discourse today will clarify for you what the path is really all about. I even hope against hope that my discourse will reach some of the lawyers who are stuck on the path of separation and awaken them and make them realize that no matter what they have done in the past, they can transcend that state of consciousness and they can be welcomed into oneness as they are willing to raise their motivation and their approach. So, my beloved hearts, I now bless the communion, and I hope you will partake of this communion with a greater sense of why Christ gave his body and blood, so that you might absorb it, and through absorbing the consciousness of Christ, come into oneness with Christ, oneness with God, and oneness with God in each other and in all life. Thus I, Jesus Christ, charge this communion with a spirit of oneness that I am, with a spirit of oneness with which I have been one for now 2,000 years, with a spirit of oneness with which every ascended master has become one and remains one. Thus I say, it is one. It is finished.